I can't believe it. Very rarely am I surprised when I see something in the mainstream media, especially the mainstream sports media. But I was legitimately surprised when I saw this. Fox Sports One is nowhere near as woke as ESPN. Hell, CNN is not even as woke as ESPN. But FS1, they have their fair share of social justice warriors. Every morning, Skip Bayless grovels and kisses the ass of the woke community. He wants so badly to be accepted. He's like that kid in school that tries so hard to be accepted by the cool kids, but behind his back, they're all talking shit about him. That is Skip Bayless. Then you have Shannon Sharpe, Lieutenant Woke himself. I don't know if anybody can be more uninformed than Shannon Sharpe. I used to think LeBron James was the most uninformed social justice warrior. Shannon Sharpe has taken the crown from King James. The difference between FS1 and ESPN, there is balance on Fox. I don't have a problem with social justice warriors having a platform. Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless, they are entitled to their opinion. Now, I don't agree with it, but they have the right to say and to believe what they want. Fox has social justice warriors on their platform, but it's balanced with people that have common sense. Doug Gottlieb, Marcellus Wiley. Over at ESPN, there is only one opinion allowed. If you're white, you either apologize for your white privilege or they fire your ass. And if you don't believe me, just ask Rachel Nichols. If you work at ESPN, you must fall in line with the agenda. Stephen A. Smith has turned ESPN into BET. Turn on Woke Take one morning. I challenge you to get through 2 hours of it. When they're talking politics, it is nothing but an echo chamber. They will not pair Stephen A. Smith with anyone that disagrees with his social justice views, or I should say, the views of the executives at ESPN. As you guys know, Stephen A. Smith is told what he is going to say. He does not form his own opinions. The reason ESPN won't pair him with someone with intelligence when it comes to politics, they know Stephen A. Smith will look like a fool. They are paying this dude $12 million a year. ESPN cannot afford to have Stephen A. Smith lose what little credibility that he has left. Case in point, look what happened last week with JJ Redick. They were talking about LeBron James not being feared like Michael Jordan was. And I happen to agree with Stephen A. on this point. LeBron James does not instill the fear that Michael Jordan did. Now, JJ Redick disagreed, and he absolutely decimated Stephen A. Smith live on the air. When Stephen A. is challenged, he resorts to the usual woke tactics. He yells, he screams, he gets all animated. But he could not rattle JJ Redick with that bullshit. Now, I used to listen to Colin Cowherd daily, but I don't anymore. I've always liked Colin Cowherd. I don't have a problem with him. He offers a very unique opinion. He's unlike anyone else in sports media. There's not a reason that I quit watching his show. I just simply lost interest. But I listened to Colin Cowherd for over 10 years. I find his co-host, Joy Taylor, to be cringe, but I'm cool with Colin Cowherd. He had Joel Klatt on his show yesterday. They were talking about the Michigan-Ohio State game last weekend. And in case you didn't know, that was the most watched college football game of the season. 16 million people tuned in at 11 in the morning. 16 million people watched a regular season college football game at 11 a.m. I don't want to hear any more bullshit excuses as to why the NBA can't draw ratings in prime time. Anyway, after Michigan beat Ohio State, the first time that's happened in the Jim Harbaugh era, the fans stormed the field. Typical in college football, you beat your biggest rival in the biggest game of the season, college kids are coming on that field. Joel Klatt, Colin Cowherd, they address it. In case you've forgotten, before football season started, Anthony Fauci advised people not to attend football games. You know, they could be super spreader events. Now, I found it ironic at the time that Anthony Fauci never said shit about people attending the NBA playoffs indoors, but when it comes to college football, it's just too dangerous. The COVID will spread. Plus, all those college kids are yelling, fuck Joe Biden. It upsets him at night when we're laying in bed together. I'm going to play the audio of Colin Cowherd and Joel Klatt. Hopefully, YouTube will allow it to go through. I removed the video from this. It's only the audio. It's only about a minute long. Now, if the clip ends up getting cut out, I will describe to you what they said. But we're going to try it anyway. Roll the clip.
Michigan, my wife's from there. It was good. If you love the sport, not just your favorite team, it was good for the sport.
It was great. It was great. Did you see the Time cover?
No.
Google it right now, everybody. The Time magazine cover.
What is
it? It's a shot of Michigan Stadium with 100,000 people on the field. It's incredible. I saw it on some social media.
By the way, did all the wokey people say it's a super spreader or something, or is it a nice thing to say?
Didn't hear the wokey people.
Well, you know,
Fauci was in the back having convulsions.
If you go watch a sporting event, you go, yeah, the whole world's ending.
So my goodness.
I hope they were nice to Michigan fans. Great American sports
fans.
It
was just listen,
classy.
Everything about Saturday was true Americana, whether it was the game that I was at, Bedlam later that night, Iron Bowl, all of it.
Those
all
are,
of it
was those incredible. Are classy fans at Michigan. They're classy.
Okay.
In case YouTube cut the clip, Colin Cowherd basically mocked the woke community. He asked if all the wokey people said the kid storming the field was a super spreader, to which Joel Klatt replied that Anthony Fauci was in the back having convulsions. Now, here's what is interesting about this. Well, a couple of things that are interesting about this. Number one, I haven't seen anyone in the woke media talk about Michigan fans storming the field. I haven't seen any of these so-called COVID experts talk about how dangerous it is for 100,000 people to be packed into that stadium in Ann Arbor on Saturday. They were all touching each other when they stormed the field. Surely, they were all spreading the COVID, which, to be honest with you, that's probably the least of their worries. I'm sure there were many other viruses and diseases spread in Ann Arbor Saturday night that are far more dangerous to a 21-year-old college kid than the damn COVID. But number two, it is so refreshing to see two men in the mainstream sports media mock the bullshit. I know there are some people in the country that listen to the mainstream media and they are deathly afraid of the COVID. I get it. I feel bad for those people. I really do. They don't realize they're being lied to. But for the rest of us, we are over it. Hell, we have been over the COVID for 18 months. When everyone locked down, it was supposed to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now, these damn assholes, led by the lead asshole himself, Anthony Fauci, they're trying to turn 2 weeks into 2 years. No one is listening anymore. Down here in the South, during hurricane season, anytime a storm hits the Gulf, the media goes into overdrive. It doesn't matter if it's a tropical storm or a Category 5 hurricane. The media hypes it up like it's the storm of the century. Back in 2005, when Katrina hit New Orleans, people had quit listening to the media when it came to hurricanes. They had been told countless times to evacuate, that the coming storm was just so dangerous, and then nothing happens. It was just a little bit of rain. So when Katrina was coming and the media was warning people how dangerous the storm was, they didn't listen. They stayed home, not just in New Orleans, but in coastal Mississippi as well. It is the same thing now with the COVID. We have this new variant. No one gives a shit. People are not stopping their lies because COVID 3.0 has come to America. Football stadiums will be packed this weekend. NBA college basketball arenas will be packed this weekend. Joel Klatt made the comment that last Saturday in college football was true Americana. He's 100% right. Thanksgiving weekend, people going to games or watching with friends and family, there were no PSAs. There was no push to end racism. Not one time while watching the Iron Bowl Saturday afternoon did I see some bullshit propaganda. I watch 7 hours of NFL Red Zone every Sunday. Not one time have I seen anything political. The only thing they've done on Red Zone is honor the military, and I'm cool with that. People in the military should always be honored. We are seeing more and more people stand up to the bullshit. Tim Hill was the program director and morning drive host at 107.5 The Game in Columbia, South Carolina. Key word, was. Tim Hill had one of the highest rated shows in the market. But you guys know, hard work and success don't matter when it comes to the agenda. Tim Hill was fired from the station back in October because he refused to comply with Cumulus Media's vaccine mandate. They tried to force him to get vaccinated. He refused. Here's the thing. For the last 18 months, Tim Hill was doing his radio show from his garage. He wasn't around people at the station. How in the hell was he dangerous to anyone working out of his damn garage? Cumulus Media didn't care. Comply or your career dies. Tim Hill has a wife and three kids, loses his job right before Christmas for political reasons. Cumulus, they proceeded to shove the jab right in his ass. They fired him for cause, meaning he couldn't draw unemployment. Tim Hill is now a delivery driver for UPS. Now, he is just one of many victims, yes, victims, who have lost their job because they refuse to give up their personal freedom. Now, some of you may say, well, he's stupid for sacrificing his career over a vaccine. Vaccines have been mandated for decades. Yeah, but never before has a vaccine been so politicized. These mandates are not about getting people vaccinated. They're about controlling people. Fauci and these politicians, they have lied about the COVID from the beginning. People don't trust it. This happened in South Carolina, a Republican state. But don't get it twisted. Republicans are no better than Democrats. Republicans, they just hide their true intentions better. Lindsey Graham is a closet social justice warrior. But anyway, let me know what you guys think of Colin Cowherd and Joel Klatt mocking Anthony Fauci and the woke. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.